Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Joining us live this morning, Peter Marlette Jr., president of Buffalo Pro Soccer, which is holding another town hall, this time in East Aurora, later on this week. Peter, thanks for being with us. We'll get to that in a moment, but I want to ask you first, a story that broke late last week, Tom Golisano has purchased the former Buffalo News building from developer Douglas Jamal. Now, I know that includes the building on Washington Street, the adjacent warehouse. I'm unclear on whether or not that includes, I'm assuming, the parking lot as well. But does that take a prime location off of your list of places that you were looking at to build this new soccer stadium for Buffalo?
No, not at all. I think it improves the attractiveness of that location. So, you know, this has been kind of referred to as the Buffalo News lot or Cobblestone District, Buffalo News area, you know, publicly just to make it that's the building that most people recognize and can associate with a specific piece of land there. But in reality, the HSBC Atrium parking lot is the much more significant portion there, and is actually the portion where the stadium, when we're considering that site, has always been considered. So, I think it's phenomenal that Tom Golisano and his group are investing in the Cobblestone District, investing in that area, because it shows you know, the interest from outside of just our group and in pursuing building up that district and building up our downtown. And it also shows that we're not the only ones who view that as a attractive, vibrant, or potentially vibrant place to develop.
Peter, how far away are you from naming a site, a preferred site?
Yeah, not far. I don't want to, you know, publicly put a deadline on it, but we are in, you know, as advanced conversations as we can have on a couple different sites, and that being one. I had a group in, a development group, an investment group in from out of town about maybe 5 weeks ago, month, 5 weeks ago or so, to tour that site, to tour the building, to meet with Douglas. You know, we're that site is, you know, about as far down the road as we can get before we have to make a decision. I think we have all the information we need there. And then another site or two are also at a similar spot right now. So really, we've collected all the information we need. We're getting a couple more, you know, some traffic studies done on another site that should be done any day now. And then it's going to be time to just make a choice and go.
Well, later on this week, you'll be at 42 North Brewing Company in East Aurora for another one of these town halls. Is that one of the most pressing questions that you get at these town hall meetings is when and where are we going to learn about the stadium?
Yeah, you know, that's guaranteed to be a question. And then we'll also get plenty of branding questions, and those are always fun. And it's good, especially when so the town hall is actually next Thursday, the 23rd, at 42 North Brewing in East Aurora. And that speaks to when we do these town halls at the Banshee downtown on Franklin Street, we guarantee, we know we're going to get 150, 200 or so people who are all huge soccer fans and all have very, at least not all, that's not fair, but at least a vocal majority of that group knows exactly where they want the stadium, and it's in a lot that we were just talking about. But when we do take these town halls out to East Aurora, we were in Williamsville for our last one, it's we get more diverse opinions on the stadium, on the brand, on the club, everything else. So that's, the real benefit. And that's why we don't just host these in the same spot where we know, again, we're going to get 150, 200 people. It's going to be a great event every time, but we got to hear from everybody. If we're going to be a team that represents Western New York, we have to be out in Western New York engaging.
And if you want to hear more, you can do so from Peter and the team at Buffalo Pro Soccer Thursday, October 23rd, starting at 6 o'clock at the 42 North Brewing Company. Peter, thanks so much for being with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.